The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay, great. So, hello and welcome everyone to Happy Hour. So, for today's practice, the theme I'd like to invite us to consider is the theme of this interstitial time, how we fill our interstitial time. I love this new word I've just learned, interstitial time, which is basically a time that's in between. It's in between other things. It's in between other things. When you're walking from place to place or when you're waiting for someone, and it's interstitial time. This word essentially means that it fills a space in between other things. So interstitial time, what an interesting concept. So I've become tuned to how I feel interstitial time. So that's one theme I want to bring in today. And really how we spend our interstitial time, is, you know, the way we engage, in the interstitial time. Do we space out? Are we agitated, waiting for the next thing to happen? Are we ruminating about what just happened? Are we pulling out our phone and just vegging out, letting our consciousness veg out on social media, wherever it wants to take us? Like, take, you know, it's as if we're giving it as if we're a dog and we're giving the little leash. Okay, take us anywhere you want to go, dear Facebook or our stream. You know, how do we spend our interstitial time? How do we spend it? And related to this question of how do we spend our interstitial time is the idea of engagement, because however we engage in our life in these interstitial time, that's one example, but how we engage with during our time, say how we engage with our breath, how we engage with our body, how we engage our awareness, how we engage our consciousness, it shows up in other places. It shows up in other places in our lives. I was talking with a practitioner recently, and they were saying that they've noticed as they practice, they've leaned more into their practice. They're more engaged with their practice of mindfulness of breathing, for example. That this is what they were doing. Just sense of engagement. They've noticed they're more engaged at their work, with their life. Just attitude of engagement has really arisen for them, is fired up as they engage in other ways, in other areas of life. So these are the two themes I want to bring in, of course, in the container of metta. How do we spend our interstitial time? How are we engaging? Because that engagement during all the time, of course, but especially I want to highlight the interstitial time, because we all have it. We all have it. Maybe you wake up in the morning, you're brushing your teeth. Okay, what's happening in all these interstitial times? This time is short. Time is so short, really. This weekend I was teaching about mindfulness of mortality. And as we really contemplate how brief our life is, we start to value these interstitial times. Again, not to get stressed. That's not the idea, to stress ourselves out and feel pressured. Sometimes it's quite healthy to let our minds wander. It's quite healthy. It's quite wise. We make a conscious choice. Okay, I've really been engaging, working hard all day. Okay, I'm going to go for a walk and let my mind wander, to make a wise choice. So that's a wise choice to make as well. I'm not saying that mind wandering is bad. There's a value in not trying too hard all the time and squeezing ourselves. And yet, to be conscious of how are we engaging? How are we engaging in our lives, in these precious moments of being alive? And with the theme of happy hour being dedicated to metta and all the other Brahma Viharas, how are we engaging with our hearts? How are we engaging heartfully with every moment? In the West, when I say the word mind, we always think about our head. But in the East, in Pali, in the language of the Buddha, the word citta or consciousness, it can often also be citta, be translated as mind-heart, mind-heart. Mind heart. So how are we engaging with our mind heart, our awareness, our consciousness, our chitta? How is it engaging with every moment? Was it with heart? Is it with wisdom? So that's the inquiry I'd like to bring in for us. And of course, we explore that in the guided meditation that I will guide us. And let it be a support for all the interstitial times. So, all right, let's practice together. Let's sit. So landing, arriving in your seat, arriving in this moment. And if your body needs adjusting, if you're you need to roll your shoulders back, sit a little differently. More upright to bring more energy. Or maybe you need to relax and soften the body. Maybe both are needed, both to sit upright with a sense of integrity. And also let the body relax, soften. Relaxing, softening the sit bones, the legs, upper legs, lower legs, and feet. Relaxing the abdomen, the chest, softening, releasing any tension in the forehead. The eyes around the eye socket, the eyes resting in their socket, let them. Releasing any tightness in the cheeks, in the jaw. Letting your forehead soften. Your whole face soften. Letting your neck and shoulders relax. Your arms, hands. The upper body and the lower body and the trunk. Releasing, releasing. Releasing. And ever so gently noticing the quality of your engagement, the way you're engaging with this release. Gently, gently, gently releasing. Wherever in the body there is tension or holding. not just releasing body. Any tightness. And also notice how you're engaging, how you're releasing. What's happening with the release? And right after it, engagement can be so delicious, so nourishing, can be such a light touch, enlivening. Taking a few moments to release some more any tension or tightness that you notice. Also noticing what happens right before and after the release. What's happening in the body, in the heart, in the mind, heart-mind. And now noticing with every breath. Noticing how our heart is engaging. And as if we were to teach a flower its own loveliness, or remind a flower of its own loveliness. Reminding our heart our mind heart, that it is lovely. It is beautiful. There is so much goodness, wholesomeness, goodwill. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here showing up, trying to cultivate kindness for ourselves, for others. Reminding ourselves of our goodness, of our loveliness. This is not a time to turn to self-judgment. If it arises, say, thank you very much. I hear you. I'm not going to listen to you right now. It's okay. Thank you, friend. Come back later. Right now, I'm intending. I intend to engage. I intentionally engage with the goodness. Perhaps recalling, contemplating, recollecting something nice, perhaps, or kind you've done for someone recently. An act of generosity, kindness, goodwill. And again, please don't judge. Oh, well, he was 50% kind. He was 50% selfish. It's okay. It's all right. Focus. Choose to focus on the goodwill and the kindness and the generosity. We have choice in how we incline our minds. Use it. Use your choice. Use your choice wisely, compassionately. You can also, if you like, recollect. Perhaps your values, the goodness of the values you'd like to cultivate or you've been cultivating, you've been turning towards. Or perhaps not breaking the precepts, not breaking sila, not lying, not stealing. So many ways to remind your own heart of its goodness. See which of these works best for you. If one doesn't work, try another. Trust. That this is available to all of us. Reminding ourselves of our own goodness, and if in a small way, lighting up our heart. You can always remind yourself that you are practicing. Oh, how beautiful is that. Yay. The heart that seeks to meditate, to grow. Beautiful. Can also see that somebody else, a dear friend, someone who cares about you, sees your goodness. And by the virtue of being seen, you get to see and appreciate it yourself. As if you're on a swing. Let this perception, either through a friend or collecting your own goodness, it's as if it's giving you a nice push so that you can soar into the skies with your own momentum. Engage. Seeing this goodness. Appreciating this goodness, engaging with it. May this goodness in me, in my heart, may it grow. May it continue to grow. Be of benefit to myself and everyone else. May my heart expand in goodness, grow in beauty, continue to grow in kindness, acceptance, patience, generosity, goodwill, compassion. Taking delight in what is here already. That's how you soar into the skies. This image of the swing. Taking delight, the goodness that is here. Here already. Good intentions. Engaging with them, engaging the goodness in your heart. With each breath, as if you're blowing on a fire, on embers, with each breath engaging, I see my own goodness, my own goodwill, my own intentions for kindness. May they continue to grow. And grace every thought, every word of speech, every act, all the time. On the cushion, daily life, in the interstitial times. May my heart know its own goodness. May my heart be kind. Treat me kindly. May I treat myself with kindness. with wisdom. May I be a good friend to myself. In all moments of my life, let your body be relaxed, released, tension released with each breath. Engaging with reflections of kindness for yourself, for others. I treat myself with kindness, with wisdom, in all moments, or simply, may I be kind to myself. May I be kind to others. In all moments, as much as possible. Inclining our hearts with intentions of kindness inside, outside. No difference really between the inside and outside. Kindness all around, 360 degrees. Goodwill, wisdom. Generosity. May I engage with kindness, especially when I make a mistake. Especially when I'm agitated. May I be kind to myself and others. If there is agitation present, fear present, sadness, challenging emotions, grief, worry, may I engage with kindness to my thoughts, to my emotions. May I engage with kindness when I'm tired, when there's fatigue, or when there is pain. This body is not feeling well. May I be kind when others are tired, when they are in pain. When they are afraid, or worried or agitated, not in their best, just as I'm not in my best. May I engage with kindness, inside, outside. May I trust that I can engage with kindness and do the best I can. And in the moments that I lose this connection with my own kindness, goodwill, wisdom, may I be kind to myself, then especially. Forgive myself and begin again. Begin again. Just begin again. Simply begin again. Especially when I find my thoughts wandering, distracted, sleepy. May I be kind to myself, kind and wise, especially in the difficult moments, as well as the easy moments. All moments. May I always remind myself, be remembered, be reminded of my own goodness, capacity for kindness. It's always here. It's always present. Even if it's covered by doubt, anger, restlessness, it's still here. Trust, trust. It's always accessible. May all beings everywhere, including myself, know their true nature. Kindness and wisdom. May all beings everywhere wake up, be awakened in this very life. May all beings be free, including myself. Thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice. I don't know where the time went. For me, this practice this evening was, it went. I mean, it always goes fast, but like, where did the time go? Wow, we just got started 5 minutes ago. It's already 30 minutes anyway. So we have time for reflections, for questions, for comments, maybe sharing an aha moment in your practice, or maybe something challenging. It's all okay. It's all welcome. And the invitation is to offer what has arisen for you as a gift to yourself and to others. And you could, because there are multiple pages of you, so please use your Zoom hand to raise your hand. You can also type in chat. If you type to me in privately, I won't read your name, just your reflection. If you type to everyone, I'll also attribute your reflection to you. So any reflections, any questions, comments, anything that came up for you? Maybe I'll break it up a little bit as I'm waiting. So what we did at the beginning of the meditation was to turn. Well, we started with embodiment, with the breath and feeling the body. And then we turned to seeing our own goodness, maybe through a kind act, maybe through not breaking a precept. Oh, I almost lied today. Didn't through that. And also reflection of your intention, your intentionality, for example, to see the goodness and then to let the goodness really let it grow, to breathe with it, to feel into that intention with intention for engaging with kindness, with wisdom, which relates to what I was saying at the beginning with how do we engage? How do we choose to engage? Not just on the cushion, not just in daily life, but also especially in those interstitial times, those spaces that we fill. How do we engage? Is it with love and wisdom? Susan, I see your hand, please. Oh, I accidentally muted you. Sorry. Oh, there.
Thank you for giving us permission to spend time dwelling on our kindness and our goodness. You know, we don't usually measure ourselves that way. We measure all sorts of other ways. And it was just so great to go, yes, actually, there is a lot of kindness and love in this heart. And it's just so great to take joy in that. Instead of just thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm retired and I don't really, you know, and I'm kind of getting older and you know, like I'm not doing that. And, you know, this is like, oh, yeah, actually, I'm growing a kind heart and being kind in the world. And it's a good thing. So thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for that beautiful reflection. Exactly. It's a good thing. And the more we turn towards our goodness, the more it grows, It's just as the Buddha says, whatever you reflect and ponder upon frequently becomes the inclination of your mind, heart. So whatever you ponder upon, if you ponder upon your goodness, oh, you want to be kind, you want to be wise. It's like it makes it grow. So it is wholesome. It's not just, I don't know, self-aggrandizement. It's not that. And you, I know you get it, but I still wanted to say that. Thank you for that beautiful reflection. And the joy also. I could see your joy as you were talking about it. Beautiful. Claire, please.
My reflection is a little remote or mundane, but I still wanted to share it because it's really been wonderful, actually. Right before COVID, I got my first dog in New York. And you all are not New Yorkers, so you can't totally appreciate this, but we live very focused, cold kinds of lives. And I did not realize that when I got my dog and I knew I would have to walk her, I was walking into one of the kindest, most loving communities there is in New York. The dog walker community is absolutely wonderful. We all know each other now, and you know, we keep track of how we're doing, but they're such good people, and I'm not kidding. And that's my interstitial time because I walk.
I love it. I love it. Your interstitial time is filled with engaging with kindness and care with others. That is very sweet. I love that, Claire. That's lovely. Thanks for sharing that. It's joy in my heart. First time dog owner in New York. Love it. Great. Any other reflections? Any other questions, comments, complaints? It's all welcome. Marilyn, please.
First of all, well, thank you. I think I heard you say kind of go your own way, try something different if it doesn't work. And what I found myself saying when you were saying engagement, I let the word go by, but it was like, I'm not quite sure what that means, engagement. What does it mean? And what I found myself saying was, Worth, may I be truthful, and may I be kind, and may I be wise. And that's all. Not
beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Marilyn. Yes, you heard me right. It was giving a lot of permission to see what works for you, to see what makes sense for you right now in these different ways. And it's beautiful that you took that liberty and, oh, yeah, this works for me. May I be kind? May I be truthful? Beautiful. Those values that are important to you, to bring attention to them, to your intention, to bring attention to your intention. It's a way of engaging with it, right? Because if you're just like, la-di-da, like, oh yeah, I'm doing that, you know, as Susan was saying, oh, I'm getting old, I'm this, I'm like, you know, but there's a different way you can engage. Oh yeah, may I be kind? May I be truthful? Because these values are important to me. So that's what I meant by engagement. So you were doing it. Great. I love it. Serena, please. So how am I saying your name right?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, I was experiencing a lot of physical, unsettledness, mm-hmm. and squirmishness. And I was just wondering whether you had any advice on how to deal with that. I mean, I tried to be with it as best as I could and be as accepting as I could on the situation. But yeah. I was just wondering if there is...
Yeah, there's so many different ways to be with it. And for tonight, given this particular theme that we're working with. So what I would say is if there's discomfort, if there's squeamishness and unsettledness and I would be kind with it. I would just be really, and I would engage, as I was saying in the guided meditation, may I be kind to myself with my thoughts, with my body, especially in difficult times. So it's engage with kindness. So it's not just being with it, but it's being with it with kindness, as if there's a puppy that's agitated and it's just like, oh, and you're just, oh, here, puppy, hello, sweetheart, here you are. You're just really holding the puppy and calming the puppy with kindness. That way of engagement, that's what I would suggest, the way of being with it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Okay, last reflection from Marie, sitting down, my mind was full of problems, issues, and plans. It all fell away during the sitting. Yes, the issues still exist, but maybe they don't have to be problems as much now. and I'll be kind with the issues. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that reflection. That's lovely. Yeah. So here's the invitation that I have for us engaging in small groups together, and roughly groups of three. And here's the prompt, the invitation. And of course, always in the groups, you can show up and just share silence. Just say, you know, pass, just show up with kindness. And if you do want to say something when your turn comes, and we'll go alphabetical order, first name, you can share, if you like, some value that's important to you, something about some goodness that came up about you. And you might see, you know, and usually you might have been taught as a, you know, as a child, oh, you don't say good, nice things about yourself, you know, be humble and don't say, oh, I did this kind thing. But I'm asking you now to turn your attention to your own goodness, or maybe your own goodness is, you know, I really intend to wake up. I really want to wake up in this life, or I really want to be truthful. I don't want to lie. And I really try that every day. Like, that is beautiful. So let your beauty shine. Just allow yourself to be witnessed in your goodness, whether it's your intention you're sharing, or whether the kind thing you did today, yesterday, this past week, just let yourself be witnessed by others. So socially acceptable to say something beautiful about yourself, to let it be held by other mirrors, beautiful mirrors. So celebrating goodness, it's a way of celebrating goodness. Let us not just celebrate problems and what's wrong. Let us celebrate the goodness that every single person has and be inspired. Oh, this person, they want to do one kind act every day. How nice is that? So say, offer something, next person will offer something, the next person will come back to you, can go round and round that way. So celebrating goodness. So I'll create the rooms and take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Here we go. Just about a minute of any reflection, especially if you haven't spoken this evening. What happened in the groups? What did it feel like to be held witness or hold witness other people's goodness? We'd love to hear at least from one person. Maybe from one person. I think that's all the time we have. Somebody, anybody, reflections. What was it like? I see some smiles. Lots of smiles in my group as we thought of our goodwill, says Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. And Jesse, thank you.
Yeah, I'll just briefly say thank you so much for this practice. This was deeply uncomfortable for me. And that in itself was just a really profound teaching. So I really appreciate this practice. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And as you said, that was deeply uncomfortable and valuable. I saw a few other people nod their heads. So yeah, great. Marie says, it's a hard practice to acknowledge your own goodness. Yeah, and it's so important. It is so important. Otherwise, we just think of ourselves as these whatever. The judgmental voice, right? It's so loud. It's so loud. Whereas the little voice that says, actually, sweetheart, you are doing your best. It's okay. You're growing. That is what we need to grow more. So thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice, for coming to this space of cultivating goodness, turning to our goodness. May you all be safe, happy, healthy, and free. May all beings be free. Dedicating the merit. Here we go. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Now I turn off the recording.